Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Feel compelled this morning to talk to you or to share a little bit. For those of you who have experienced sexual abuse, I just want to let you know there's hope. That has been my story. Many of you know this already, but that has been a long-term growth process for me and a long-term healing process from when I was 5 years old to now. And so I can just remember some of those times in my life when I thought, I will never get better, this will never improve. And there were certainly deep times of despair, but I just want to let you know God sees you and you will get through this and there will be better days ahead because God is faithful and he loves to heal his children. And so I just want to let you know, keep going, keep taking the next step. I know it's hard, but I've been there and I'm sure that I'll walk through more healing again. So there are those times in life where you slog through, and then there are these times in life where God just kind of opens up a new vista before you. So that's my prayer for you today. All right, we're in Psalm 146 in the New International Reader's Version. This is what it says. Praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Don't put your trust in human leaders. Don't trust in people who can't save you. When they die, they return to the ground. On that day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed are those who depend on the God of Jacob for help. Blessed are those who put their hope in the Lord their God. He is the maker of heaven and earth and the ocean. He made everything in them. He remains faithful forever. He stands up for those who are treated badly. He gives food to hungry people. The Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to those who are blind. The Lord lifts up those who feel helpless. The Lord loves those who do what is right. The Lord watches over the outsiders who live in our land. He takes good care of children whose fathers have died. He also takes good care of widows. But he causes evil people to fall in everything they do. The Lord rules forever. The God of Zion will rule for all time to come. Praise the Lord. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, may it be that we praise you with all of our lives. May it be that we sing praises to you as long as we live, as long as we have breath. And I'm reminded of a friend of mine who lost his singing voice, and he has been so grieved by that. But I pray for him right now that he would still find ways to worship you even without his singing voice. Lord, that's a difficult thing to walk through and I can't imagine it. So I just pray for him. I pray for healing and I pray for other ways that he can worship you. Lord, I thank you for verse 3. Don't put your trust in human leaders, that don't trust in people who can't save you. And so many times I think I've at least hung my hat there. I've hung my trust on someone only to be disappointed. And I'm sure many have hung their hat on trusting me and I have disappointed them as well. So please forgive me for not being a good leader. Please forgive me for not being trustworthy. Please forgive me for not fulfilling my promises to friends and family members. So Lord, we're all so broken. And ultimately, we can love people, but we must put our full trust in you because you will not leave us. You will not forsake us. You will not let us down. You will walk with us. And so, Lord, you're the only thing that we can tenaciously cling to that really matters. You're the only one that we can depend upon. And you're the only one that we can truly put our hope in because you are eternal. And you have created everything that we see, even the sea creatures, the Word of God says. And you give help for those who are treated badly. So I pray for my friend today who's been treated badly. They're discouraged. They can't seem to get out of the situation. It feels relentless. And I pray, Lord, this verse 7 over them. He stands up for those who are treated badly. Lord, stand up, rise up. Help them to know they are seen and supported and loved. Lord, I pray for those who are hungry today, who are listening to this podcast and need food. And I pray that you would miraculously provide a meal to them today. And Lord, of course, I just love this verse at the end of verse 7. The Lord sets the prisoners free. I thank you so much for setting all of us free, free from the domain of sin and darkness and all the things that are related to that. And you have set us free to a new life, not just set us free from sin, but set us free in order to be emancipators of others. And so, Lord, help us to be freedom providers for those in our lives who are also locked away in chains of darkness. We love you and we thank you for life. We thank you for giving us breath today in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to support the podcast, you can go to Patreon. It's patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's a bunch of different levels that you can support the podcast at. At $10, you'll receive a free painting. $25, you'll receive a secret podcast. And at $100, I will add you to my prayer loop. And thank you to all of you who support Pray Every Day, either through giving on Patreon or just praying. I really appreciate all of you praying for this ministry and for me and my family. Thank you so much and have an amazing, hope-filled day.